This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 2nd. Well, as I speak to you, the 10-year Treasury yield is 4.08%, so that was a big decisive move above the 4% level. The 2-year Treasury yield is 4.9%. So these are big, big moves, okay? And eventually higher rates will suck money out of the stock market. It will also cause our Fed to raise rates even more. But Neil Kashari, who's the Minneapolis Fed president yesterday, did say that he was open to 25 or 50 basis points at the next meeting. That's on March 22nd. And he said the dot plot is more important. So every other FOMC meeting, they have this dot plot announcement where they survey everybody where they think they're going to end up. So are they going to 5.75, 6.25? When are they going to stop? Okay. So that was interesting. The other thing that's interesting is just the delay in all the economic data. You know, a lot of us are puzzled why the payroll report's not going to be announced tomorrow, why it's going to be announced a week from tomorrow. I got a report from Bain Capital yesterday talking about they're suspicious of the seasonal adjustments in January, just as I was, that payrolls and or retail sales could have been inflated. So that's a pretty big credible source. It's just very interesting the environment we're in. This interest rate spike we had was caused by, robust economic data. And it might have just been seasonal adjustments. So for the next 5 months, we have negative seasonal adjustments. And so some of these indicators might be coming back down to earth. Now, we had ISM manufacturing show. It's been in a recession for 4 straight months. ISM services will be announced tomorrow. That's going to be a big one. I'll have to see what that says. You know, the service sector has been oscillating. It looks like it's healthy right now, but we'll see. And the other thing that's going on with the market and these interest rate jitters is that I did notice a lot of our commodity-related stocks tied to agriculture and energy stocks just keep meandering higher. So if there is an inflation problem, might want to own the food and energy stocks. So it's a fascinating environment we're in, but I can tell you that the creme la creme is rising to the top. I'm having an unusually good day. I didn't start off that day. It was weak when we started, but boy, it gathered strength as the day went on. So I think that's a good sign, okay? Now, these oscillations are going to continue because there's not a lot of news, okay? The big news will be in the upcoming weeks, but as long as the analyst committee revise their estimates higher in our stocks, we're fine because those rising analyst estimates create buying pressure. So, folks, I want you to enjoy the ride. I don't want you to worry about energy stocks. You know, we had the big cold wave hit much of the United States, even in Southern California. It's not going to cross over 60 degrees in the next 10 days. So they're still very cold there. It's cold in the Mountain West, Pacific Northwest. It's cold in, you know, obviously in Minneapolis, much of the Midwest. It's cold in New England. So the weather's done a little number, and that really helped firm up natural gas, okay? Plus, we're shipping LNG like crazy right now. We did have a terminal that was down until a few weeks ago, so this is good. That terminal's been reopened. So natural gas is firming up. Crude oil is all about the demand in the spring. We do have an intermediate glut in America, but internationally they like our light sweet crude that we're exporting. And the wider the spread between intermediate light sweet crude, so the spread between Brent and WTI, the bigger the spread, the more money these refiners make. So the refining stocks have been very, very good. So I like my big energy bet. I like my ag stocks, okay? I like the fact that, when things get bumpy, quality seems to rise. And so that's a good sign for us. We're still in a 15% market. So otherwise, that's all that's going on. I know a lot of you get nervous out there. There won't be a lot of news till mid-April when, obviously, the earnings come out. We're obviously going to have the Fed meeting and a Fed statement on March 22nd. We're going to have lots of economic news. And it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. But there is a silver lining critical path that you can follow. And that's clearly any stock that's going to continue to post strong sales and earnings. and has positive balance revisions. And that's where we're headed. That's where we've been there, but that's where we're going to increasingly head in the upcoming weeks and months. So that's it. That's a quick update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.